Because sometimes we're always trying to build the plane as we're flying it. Yeah. And there always is an opportunity for us to land the plane, work on that.
Hey, we need to talk.
Hey, Church Communicator. I'm your host, Zach.
And I'm your host, Kim. And you are listening to the Church Communications Podcast. Hey, we need to talk.
So we have talked about our goals, what's in and out for 2025. And Kim, I just want to like talk to you today because, you know, where we are as Church Communications, people reach out to us all the time because they have goals. They have goals for their church communications. And what we hear a lot of times is like, I don't know where to start. So I had a call earlier this week with a really great gal that's a church communicator. And, you know, she has, she's part-time, as a lot of you listeners are, you know, part-time pay with a full-time double job workload.
Truth.
And we were just talking through it and she was like, you know, I don't even know where to start. What do I start looking at? Do I start with my website? Do I start with my emails? Do I start with my social media? And I was thinking, like, as we were looking at this podcast, I'm like, you know, that's a good thing for us to talk about because the people that are listening to this and you guys listening, you guys come from a bunch of different settings and a bunch of different varieties with a ton of different goals and resources. And I thought it'd be great for us to be able to think through some different situations and contexts and go, okay, where should we start? Kim, what, let's just go, let's start in the middle ground. So it's a brand new communications director to an already established church. It's a full-time position and it's a party of one in the comms department, but they may have some photographers, videographers, some help. If they are coming to you and going, I don't know where to start. Where do I start looking? Where do I start evaluating and auditing within my church communications? What are you going to say to them?
So I always start, I always say we should start where we ask others to start. And that is right there at the top. One of the first things that we always recommend is that you have a form, right? That you have some place that when people have a need and they go, I have this need, instead of knocking on your door or sending you the email or whatever that is, we always want to go to the form, fill out the form, let us know your information. So I would start at the very top of the funnel and kind of go, what does our communications process look like? What does it look like for people within our staff and our church community to be able to request something? What does it look like for them to go through like that, that request comes through? And then now it gets into, you know, wherever we are project managing and organizing that, start at the process, start at the top and start looking at your processes. Now, this is a big piece. It's not like a quick overnight thing because part of that is, you know, do you need a tiers level to where a tier system, right? To where people know if I am at a tier level one or the scope of my event is a scope one or whatever that is, this is what I potentially could get with that kind of event, right? And so maybe you need to build out some tiers. Maybe you need to build out a communication strategy that goes out to all staff and everybody knows if you have a request, you need to put it through the request system. We use Asana or ClickUp or whatever, Basecamp as our project management. So tasks will be assigned there. We have a spreadsheet, which is our full calendar. And maybe it's building that system that is documented that you can now share with your entire staff. And as you document that stuff, you go, oh, here's a gap. Here's a hole. I'm going to need to make sure I fill that gap in that hole. This isn't your communications strategy for crisis. And this isn't your just your branding guidelines. This is your communication strategy. What are the words that we say here at this church? If you're new to the church, you may not know that we don't call it a sanctuary. We call it an auditorium. We don't say that get your bulletin. We say get your program, right? And so like, what are a few of those words that we use or those things that we really want to make sure that new staff members and me being a new staff member that we know and we can identify and we can flow through this process. It's going to help you identify where you don't have processes. And then that's going to help you build those out in that way. So I would always start at the top where we ask everybody else to go and we say, go to the form. If there is no form, got to build a form.
I love that perspective. Like you need to start with your process because sometimes we're always trying to build the plane as we're flying it. Yeah. And there always is an opportunity for us to land the plane, work on that. And yeah. So that is a good starting point of evaluate the processes. Where are the gaps? My recommendation is also before we really start trying to build processes and change some of those processes, start with relationship. Because you're going to have to build relationship with those staff members, those ministry leaders, those campus pastors, in order for them to have that buy-in in the processes that you're going to be changing. So
yeah, that's good.
Your first few weeks there, set up a meeting, set up a reoccurring meeting with those ministry leaders and just go in and hear their heart, hear their vision. Like, what are you doing? Like, what do you do even outside of communications? Like, what is that day to day and that week to week look like for your ministry? What do you think is working? What don't you think is working? Even ask them about those systems. And that way you are making informed decisions and you're seeing like, oh, they tried a tiered system before and everybody hated it because maybe the way that they named the tiered system, they said it's right. a tier instead of going like, we're just going to name it like some fun names like Gucci and Prada. Right. We're saying like, you are a tier three. And there's resistance just in the naming. So like yes. allow yourself to invest into the relationship. I always say that as comms director, we're pastoring pastors. We need to pastor yeah. them through how they can pastor people better. And I would start out that relationship.
The first 90 days, if you're a new comms director, those first 90 days, it matters so much. It matters so much in the building of the relationship, the hearing of the people. It's going to change the trajectory, words, Kim, of your comms director role for the rest of your mm-hmm. time at that church. Because if you don't set that relationship early on, then like a year from now, when somebody's like, well, she never asks me, he never talks to me, those types of things, you haven't built anything to base all of that on. So that's really good. I love that.
Hey, Church Communicator, it's Zach. And if you've been asking yourself, how can I get in contact with other church communicators? Well, guess what? We have the answer for you. We have recently launched our cohorts. And what these are is a great networking opportunity for you to get together with other churches so we can talk about things such as website, Google advertising, social media, and crisis management. And beyond just being able to connect and network, we will dig into your personal platforms with audits. And so this is a great customized experience for you while also being able to enjoy the big feel room and building connectivity. And if you love me and Kim, you're going to love the rest of our team because we will all be hopping into these calls and leading in our areas of expertise and specializations. So you're not going to want to miss this opportunity. For $199, you can go to churchcommunications.com, look up those cohorts and see which next date is going to be for your cohort. And we would love to see you every week on Zoom.
Like, what if I'm not a new comms director, right? So I've gone yeah. to the conference. I've learned a bunch of stuff. Like, we hear this all the time, right? People will come to the conference. They'll come to the road show and they're like, oh my goodness, it is information overload. I don't know even where to begin from everything that I learned. I learned great stuff, but I don't know where to begin. So like Zach, what would you say like in those situations? Like I've been a comms director for 20 years. I just walked into a conference with comms people and I learned some new strategies to social media. I knew some new strategies to emails and some different things along those lines. What would you suggest they do when they get home?
Start with your website because mm-hmm. our emails push to our website, our social media pushes to our website, our ads push to our website. And that's going to be a great place for us to start because if you were to come to the church communications conference or one of our roadshows or in one of our cohorts, you're going to hear us talking about how to set up your homepage and your plan of visit to be outward focused. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our websites are really just announcement boards internally. It's where we send people to register, or we are only thinking of our homepage through the perspective of those that visit our church people that visit the website.
Right.
But what we've learned is that looking at your analytics and your data, 80 to 90% of your monthly website traffic are people that don't go to your church. And so that's where I would start is my website. I would think through my homepage, my plan of visit page and go, is this outward focus? Because I know my email send people to the website. Even my first time visitor email sends them to the website. We had different elements. My social media is to get people to the website. That's where I would start. look at that website, invest some time there, and then move on to some of those other things that you see are a priority. What would you say, Kim?
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with that. I think, you know, when we, not so much the Church Communications Conference, but our road shows, our cohorts that we do, all of those experiences, we actually map them out in a way that, like, if you kind of flow with the flow of those, you're really going to excel. You're really going to be able to kind of put your best foot forward in specific areas in that way. And so look at your roadshow notes, look at your cohort notes, you know, look at it and go, okay, where did they begin? Well, the first thing they started talking about was most likely SEO is probably the first thing that we talked about, but SEO and Google. But then, like, really the very first, like, platform that we really start building into is your website. And looking at that and going, okay, that's where I'm going to begin. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to start making some adjustments. I'm going to start making this, not something from the 1990s, but something that is now in 2025 going to work for the audience that's looking there. And then you can follow that flow, because the next thing we start talking about after websites is social media. And so, like, okay, now I'm going to start building into my social media and putting those action steps together. So many churches that we're meeting with right now, day in and day out, SEO is definitely one of those things. It's like hit or miss, where they're seeing churches that are, like, not showing up on the board, or we're seeing churches that are, like, already doing something and they're showing up at the very top. And so one of the things that, like, we were on a roadshow with Bart, one of our coworkers, and one of the things that we just kept saying at that roadshow is, like, if you don't hear anything today, hear this. Go and gain access and start building and working on your Google My Business profile. Like, that, that is free money there for you guys, okay? Like, you don't have to pay anybody. You don't have to do much to go in, get your Google Business profile, and to, like, actually put something in there, put some photos, put some video, make sure your events are showing up on it. So if you're kind of, like, in that place of, like, I don't have a lot of money to spend, I'm going to start, you know, working on my website, but I really want to get people knowing that our church are here and I don't have a lot of money to spend. If you're not actively engaging your Google Business profile, then you're missing out on a massive audience there. And I'm not saying this is, like, an hour a day thing. Like, you can put an hour a month into it and you're winning.
Yeah. And that's a good point, even in the idea of resources. And that's really where the conversation that I was having with this female started, is that, you know, she only has 5-6 hours a week, maybe 10 hours a week. And it all comes down to the idea of resources. That's where I like to start, even when I'm talking about social media, is, like, what are your resources? And even, like, let's even take large church. You're like, well, we have a ton of resources. It's a great thing to even think of, like, things like SEO or our ads that take a lot of time and energy and brain power, and thinking, like, well, I have good resources, but this thing might not be a good use of my time. So let me outsource that. Yeah. I can outsource that to another company or a consulting company to take care of that. And now you're managing your resources well. You're managing your time resources, but also your finances. Yep. But then even scaling it down to, I have 6, 7, 8 hours a week, taking that perspective too. Like, we, you know, we feel the pressure even as a small church of, like, oh, I have to have a booming social media. I have to have a ton of emails. I have to do my bulletin. I have to do my website. And think through your resources there. Do you have someone taking pictures? Do you have the resource to build graphics? Do you even have a good website platform? Look at that. And my you know, it's such a customization of, and very specific to each church we talk to in regards to where do you start in that sense. But what I always say is, like, and as an encouragement to all of the comms directors, is allow yourself to pace yourself. Look at your resources and right size it. What we talked about in that is, in that meeting, was I said, you know what? You don't schedule out your social media. That's one of your big pain points. You're like, this is actually really what I want to focus on. And I was like, start scheduling out your social media. That's going to help. But you know what? The goal today is not to have a social media calendar that has a ton of different ideas and filled out for the next 3 months. The goal today is to have the calendar.
Yeah.
That's your goal. That's your win. And then the next win is I'm going to fill it out for the next 4 weeks. The win isn't that you posted any of it. You could post zero, but you just taking that energy and effort to do it, that's more than what you had before. Yeah. That gets you to pace and like then, you know, start doing the two pieces of content that you had scheduled a week or whatever that is. Because when you get into habits and you get into rhythms, this is what we've even talked about at the beginning in that previous podcast about our goals. You know, you can't dance through dancing through life the first shot, but you know, little goals. I'm going to get the first four counts. And then it may take you an hour to get the first four counts down. But then when you have that four count down, instead of it taking you an hour to get through it, it takes you 5 seconds, as it probably should. Now, that 59 minutes and 50 seconds that you have left, you can start expanding elsewhere. Yeah. So it's managing your resource, managing your expectations, and then allowing yourself to work through that. Because when you get into a rhythm, get into a habit, what takes you 30 minutes now takes you 5 minutes, and then use that extra 25 minutes to begin to expand out a little bit more.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so if you're new to your role, start getting organized and start relationships, right? High priorities there. If you've been in your role and you're kind of like, we have the processes maybe together, like what are the things that we should really make sure are good? Our website, and let's make sure we have access to those Google My Business profiles, right? I think those are, I think all of those, like those are all very simple. I'm going to say simple cautiously, because obviously building your processes, it's going to take you some time. You can be building those processes, learning those processes that do exist, learning what's working and not working by having those relational conversations.
Yeah.
And so like, you don't have to build it in the 90 days, but you're learning a lot. You're kind of putting together, okay, here's what's working. Here's what's not working. This is what I know we're going to need. And then that allows you that opportunity after that point to go, okay, here's what we're going to structure and build out and present that to the team. So, but all of those things are really going to be helpful and effective for you and your team.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Hey, We Need to Talk.
If you'd like more information about Church Communications Group, just go to our website at churchcommunications.com and we'll see you on the next episode. Hey.